Well, this might be the time of year you're deciding what to do, where to go for your summer vacation. And there are lots of deals if you start looking now. But where can your dollar go the farthest? Well, joining us live to talk about that, Janine Tornatore, senior editor for Orbitz.com. Welcome back, Janine. Good to have you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about some of the top summer destinations this year. Where can we find some of the best deals?
Well, we actually looked at what would be the most affordable destinations for travelers to take. And this really is a combination of average airfare and average hotel rates for a five-night stay, where we found the best prices. Four of them happen to be in Florida, Tampa being our number one, followed by Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and then Miami coming in at number seven. Other places that we're seeing have great affordability, Las Vegas, Denver, San Juan, Puerto Rico, Los Angeles, and even Washington, D.C.
Wow, those are some good destinations for travel. Give us a sense of where are things trending. Are airfares and hotel rates rising, or are they about the same as last year?
Well, airfare is down year over year in nine of our top summer destinations, with Denver, New York, and Honolulu actually experiencing double-digit drops in ticket prices. On the hotel side, of the top 10 summer hotspots, only Las Vegas and Denver are experiencing a drop in year-over-year rates. So that really signals strong demand for our top summer hotel markets.
Now, how can travelers, is there a way, tips that you might have that travelers can actually cut their vacation costs? Where are the items that they can sort of trim the budget?
Well, first I would say when you're booking, if you need more than one component, meaning if you need airfare and hotel and or car rental, you should always look at booking it as a package as opposed to booking those components separately. You're always going to save. You could save upwards of, you know, $350 to $500 for a seven-night stay for a family by booking it as a package. So that would be my number one tip. We actually asked travelers this in a survey. Most people said that they would eat some of their meals in their room instead of dining out. That's always a good option. Booking alternative types of lodging helps you do that. So instead of maybe booking two hotel rooms, look for condominiums. Oftentimes, it's cheaper per person to book a condominium-style property or a suite that has those extra amenities. That's a good option. And timing is a really big one. Summer is one of the busiest travel seasons of the year. Particular time frames during summer travel, Memorial Day weekend, the 4th of July weekend, those are big ones. We see most people traveling in July. So waiting a little later in the summer, sometimes you find some great promotions mid to late August as the kids head back to school. That can help you save as well.
So maybe not buy right now. Wait, and you may see cheaper fares to some of the destinations you're interested in.
You may. I wouldn't recommend, you know, waiting too long to book. Mm-hmm. The fact that we're seeing the hotel rates up means that there is strong demand, so a lot of people are booking, especially during those more popular time frames. But if you do want to save, you know, you certainly can wait to take your trip till maybe mid to late August, and that can find some good deals that way.
Okay.
Sounds like the top destinations that you mentioned are all sort of warm weather climates. Are there any deals that you know of to areas where maybe New England or areas where perhaps it isn't so hot over the summer? Any mountain resorts, anything like that?
Yeah, Denver is a great one. I always recommend looking at those mountain towns for summer vacations because it's certainly a lot cheaper to travel there during the summer than it would be during the winter when the ski resorts are open. Denver is actually our number 10 booked destination there, and it's a great jumping off point for places like Vail or Breckenridge or all those great mountain towns.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at the East Coast, that's really big for drive destinations in that area. Ocean City, Maryland, Cape Cod came in as our two most popular regional drive destinations there, but also Virginia Beach, Virginia, the Carolina beaches, very popular. And if you look at the Carolina beaches, for example, which I think are some of the most beautiful on the East Coast, average hotel rates are coming in at just $129 a night. That's even up 11% from last year, but they're still very affordable.
That's very good. Some good advice. We appreciate it, Janine. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks.
Janine Tornatore is senior editor for Orbitz.com.